Hello, everyone, and welcome to a finally new episode of That 80s Child, The Generation Y. And I'm Gabrielle, if you didn't know already. It's been a little while. It's been a minute or two or 5 years. I'm still on season three. I'm going to finish that out. So this will be whatever number that is. I'm not entirely sure where I left off. So I apologize for my absence. If you were that interested in this podcast, I know that it's vital if you would like to get more listeners / viewers to be consistent. And unfortunately, life just gets in the way sometimes, you know what I'm saying? So putting that aside, this episode was supposed to be done prior to Christmas, but I never really got a chance to. So I know that it's the new year. I know we already passed Valentine's Day, and we're getting into March for St. Patty's Day, and also my birthday, you know, very important. So this is a little late, but I'm going to do it anyway, so I hope you enjoy. This is Christmas morning in the 80s and 90s. So if you are, I was born in 83, like I've said before. If you are in that zennial kind of median that I see a lot going around, because people in my age group or when they were born do not like to be called millennials. And I actually don't like to be called, because they get grouped into like this like nonsensical way of being, like you don't understand how to survive. And we do. Okay, so no. And it's also your own personal life that you've dealt with. Anyway, so Christmas morning recordings is what I had a title, but just Christmas mornings in general. So my dad in World War II went in and actually got himself a certificate for photography. And I have his original camera. It's awesome. And I, you know, want to keep it nice and, you know, preserved. And I think that my dad, besides having to kind of like go within what his family was into, so his dad was into construction and carpentry, he kind of followed that. And I don't see a lot of his other brothers doing that, so I don't know if he felt the need to do it. These were not questions I thought of asking when I was younger. I can't ask now because he's no longer here. He had a very large collection of cameras, and he enjoyed that. And I think if he ever had the option of pursuing a dream, I think it would have been in photography. I think he was a very creative individual that just was unable to present that at the time. Although, you know, he built stuff. He used that creativity in other ways, but just not in the photography section of it. That being said, the setup is that we always had like the newest thing that was on the market for cameras. So like you had the VHS camcorders, and I don't know if it's because my parents just didn't know how to deal with it, but they had it hooked up directly to like the television so that you could see. So because there wasn't a viewfinder in the early ones, or at least the one that my dad had. So they would have it on the screen. But of course, like if you're recording and you're hearing yourself and you're hearing it on the television, you would have that really bad kickback. And there was a couple of videos that you could hear my mom like, because my mom's sense of fixing things, which I have inherited on some aspects, if it doesn't work, you hit it until it does. there's one video that my mom had of just me just being like on the floor or whatever playing, and it's not you hear that like the feedback going on, and you just hear banging on it. So it's kind of funny, and it's kind of funny that she didn't break the damn thing. So yeah, Christmas mornings, I can't remember a lot of the ones that were from the early 80s. I was like a year old, and as the 80s progressed, I was only 6 years old when that finished up. So I remember some in my old house that we lived in Southampton, but it's most of my memories come from pictures of the videos. I can kind of see some things like later on, like remember things that weren't shown. But that's really about it. From the get-go, we have our first Christmases. So like me and my brother, even when he was born in 89, we have all of them. So it was interesting to go back and hear them, because I think it's a great thing. Like, I know that they had video cameras, you know, obviously in the 50s and the 60s, and I don't know about home video cameras, but you could still take, oh my God, the 8mm cameras. Like, you know, when people had the slideshows of their vacations back in the day, that's kind of the same thing. But this was like, you know, the new and improved type of thing. So we had a tripod for it, because if you can recall, those VHS camcorders were ungodly heavy. You know, it didn't really have stabilization like they do now. And if you were to walk around with it, you know, you pretty much would get seasick, especially if you have somebody who's an amateur and didn't know how to really handle it. So we had a tripod, and it would get set up. Later on, when my brother and I were getting older, and especially when we were in the Hamilton house, we had to wait to have that. You know how, like, kids want to go in and they want to, like, just tear into things. Obviously, it's Christmas morning. But you had to wait. You had to wait so that you had the right lighting, had you in the picture, had it in the frame, make sure that it was recording, and take our places, and then action. Then you could go. And I also recall that we don't get much now. I don't know if anybody else does. I do have a love-hate relationship with my family, and you know, we're really kind of disconnected. So if you have a tighter-knit family, so perhaps it's, you know, different for you. But when I was younger, we would get phone calls in the morning. So it would be like the phone calls from family, aunts, uncles, sisters, brothers, whatever, and you know, wishing us happy Merry Christmas, or Happy Christmas if you're in England, Happy Holidays, whatever. And then we all had to, like, you know, say the same thing. So while we're opening gifts, like, you would hear the phone ringing in the background, my mom talking on the phone, my dad talking on the phone. And we also would have cards. We have this really awesome, I don't know if my mom handmade it or if it was bought, but I think she handmade it. It's called Santa's Mail. And it hangs, and it has like little pockets that you can put your Christmas cards for that year in. And it would be full, and I remember it being full because we would get it from everybody. Now, of course, like, you know, families get smaller, and in the digital age, I really feel like people kind of forget that physical reminders that people are remembered can go a long way, as much as, you know, social media and the electronic age, you know, people just assume a text message or an email, I guess, or post on their social media, whatever it is, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. I don't know what X, I think it's now, right? I don't use that. I have one, and I had used it, but I don't really use it anymore. So, yeah, so you would just kind of go on there and be like, hey, happy holidays, and, you know, people would be like, that's it. Now, I'll shoot my friends a text, but I send out cards as well. So I've only just started to do that, only because I think that's another thing. It does cost money. And especially if you're trying to get, like, I've made my own card not this past Christmas, but the previous Christmas. This year I got specific cards, but and I added some little flourishes here and there, because that's just what I do. I don't expect that from everybody. I do miss it. I do miss getting cards. Anyhow, so in all of our VHSs that we have, or at least in the very beginning, not towards the end, because I guess we knew that it was never going to happen, but we would have to, like, if we got gifts from somebody else and they had, like, sent it on or left it with us, and it was from somebody, you had to, like, say thank you. And, you know, this is how my dad did it. I don't know if everybody did it, but this was my Christmas morning. So I got something for my grandmother. So she was my mom. She was my only grandmother. It was my mom's mom. She wasn't the best person in the world, but whatever. So we had to say thank you and say to the camera, like, we were going to get a copy and send it to them, which I believe that's what their bottom line was supposed to be, but it never happened. And it was just like, my mom would get doubles of all of our pictures. And on the back, she would put descriptions on, which I'm glad, because now I'm like, okay, this is great. I have the dates and everything. Because if you didn't, like, you know, get them developed the same, like, if you took pictures, like, 5 months before and you got them developed, it would be like you took them in January where you see snow, but you didn't get them developed until, like, August. So on the back of those developed pictures, it'll say August of whatever year, but it isn't, because you're like, well, that can't be August unless it was, like, you know, the apocalypse. So I like the fact that she did write on it. But her whole point was that she was going to send them to her mom or her sister or somebody. Was like this, you know, Gabrielle and Michael playing in the snow, you know, January 13th, you know, it'll, I'm surprised she didn't even have it down to, like, you know, at 10:45 and 55 seconds in the morning. You know, she was very, very particular in certain things, not all things. So the other thing was, is that we would have to say what was written on all the packages. Now, I don't know how people do it. I've heard people saying that they would have Santa be giving all of the gifts to their kids, like, especially if they're under a certain age, obviously, and it was just Santa who brought everything, or it was, you know, or you had, like, a special gift. That's what we had. We had a special gift that was from Santa that was, like, kind of, like, separated out. We would get, like, a stuffed animal that was Santa, and he would okay, so Santa, quote unquote, would be the one to fill our stockings, with the exception of certain ones that were labeled that my mom would put on there. But my dad insisted that we would say what was on the label. Now, granted, majority of it, I would say, like, probably 85 to 90% of those gifts are from mom and dad. So it was just, like, redundant, but we had to do it anyway. He would consistently say every year, and he was just known for it, just like, well, that mom and dad must be rich. So it's like you always hear him in the background go, wow, wonder how they could afford that. Now, I don't know if at the time it was funny, because to me, I'm just like, ah, yeah, you know, mom and dad, you know, haha. But I don't know if it was a dig at my mom sometimes, because she did go overboard every Christmas. She would rack up a bill. And, like, from the catalogs, like, she would have a Sears card and a JCPenney card, and when she would order on QVC and stuff like that, or just credit cards in general. That's why now I am really not great with finances. I blame that on my upbringing, and I wasn't really taught very well, and I there's other extenuating circumstances that go towards that, but I'm working on it. But I don't have credit cards now at all. And whatever we have for Christmas is paid, bought and paid for. I don't have to worry about it. So come January, there's no bills coming in. It's just, that's it. So that's why our Christmases are much, much more condensed, because they are paid and I don't have to worry. But so my mom was a little extravagant. Things were cheaper back then too. You know, inflation, life, it sucks. So I think it was a little bit of a dig at my mom from my dad, because he knew, like, the inevitable was going to happen where the bills were going to come rolling in. So he's like, well, how much do we actually spend? Now, if you were to look at our videos and you would see, like, a lot of presents, my dad also did, well, he was retired, but he was a jeweler, and he had a stall for a long time up until, I don't remember when he got rid of that, but set up at the Quaker City flea market in Philly. And he knew everybody that was there, at least the ones that were there for a long, long time. And he would get, like, he would barter. So people would want something that he had, and he's like, well, you know, if they don't have the money, what do you have that I want? And that's why we have so much stuff. And on Christmas, that is the reason why we had a lot of things. It wasn't necessarily new stuff, but it was things that he got for us from the flea market. And so that's, it might look like a lot. I'm not saying that it wasn't worth anything. It was, you know, I'm just saying this is how my dad worked. So anyway, we would always have to have Christmas music on in the background. So my mom had this awesome, and I wish we still had it just to have it, even if it worked or not, but the silver, huge silver boombox. And she had the cassettes in there, and it would be, you know, usually it would be like all classic Christmas. That's what, you know, or instrumental. Majority of the time, it's like she had her Nat King Cole and Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra. And then I don't know if Trans-Siberian was all the way back then. I don't know how long these. Anyway, she had lots of different she had a collection, and I think we still have some of that collection, and some of it even gotten transferred into CDs. So, and of course now you can just stream everything, but it's nice to have, you know, it's like for posterity, I guess. And this is why we have so much crap. And then also when we had to get set up, while we were being set up, like my dad was like putting us in camera. My mom would have to be the one to make some, like, I guess, tea or coffee. I don't even know what the heck they would have in the morning. Did my dad drink coffee? I think, yeah, he did. He did. I can't even remember. This is sad. I'm kind of forgetting some minute things. But anyway, I believe it was coffee. And then my mom always had, like, a massive amount of cookies that she would make because we would have company over the next couple of weekends. And she would always have, like, a lot there. So the breakfast for that morning was coffee and cookies. And you had to wait for that so that my dad would be able to be settled, have his cookies, have some coffee, and, you know, and where he can just watch. And also my mom, which now is my job as the mom, but the one with the trash bag that as you're ripping through your gifts, it would go in the trash bag. And then my mom would be the subsequent one to actually help us build everything as well. That was more from what I can, when I was little, she did a lot of that stuff. It was a process, but even though you had to wait a little bit, that anticipation and you knew what was going to happen that morning. Now, granted, like my morning is going to be different from your morning. I don't know how you guys did things, but this is how I did it. Now, moving through the evolution of recording. So you had the VHS camcorder, right? And then it would go from like those, the 8mm, like cassette ones, the mini DVs, then the SD digital, and then finally just your phones. Now, I don't really know if anybody, do you all record your kids still opening gifts, or is it just like specific points that you do it? Because I set up my phone now. I have a tripod for it, and before I would makeshift something to keep it up, and I record my son every year. Now we had the digital one, and then we actually had mini DVs for a little while. I have a ton of them that I need to get. I don't have anything to play them on, and I thought I found a camcorder that would work, but it isn't working. Now I don't know if it's just because if it isn't working or if it's the cord or something. I know that there are companies that you can send these things to and they will like transfer it over to digital, but I'm very, especially my VHS tapes, I don't want to be sending them out to someone. First, you have to worry about it being destroyed in the mail, and then two, like, who are these? I trust no one. So it's just like, I want to see if I can just do it myself. There are machines on like Amazon that you can buy that will transfer things, but some of them can be rather expensive. So I'm looking into that. I'm debating because I do have a ton, and I have, like, you know, my son Bryce as a, you know, like a baby with his first Christmas. I have everything recorded. Now everything's on my phone, so it gets uploaded to Google and all that. So yes, I have an Android, not an iPhone deal. You know, that's a question. Like, if I don't know how, like, if you want to, I'm going to be, okay. Think, Gabrielle. All right. So my thoughts for this podcast moving forward, just as a side note, I'm going to be doing the recordings like this, you know, like it would normally be. And I was trying to be all fancy with things and like doing lives and doing, like, you know, this is all on my own back. Like, I have no one helping me. I do all my own editing. I do all anything that was in there. And I'm learning as I'm going because it's not something I've done in the past. So, you know, it'll evolve as it goes. But I was jumping way too far ahead, way too fast. So I'm just going to go with this. This was a nice thing to do. Just record, you edit, you pop it up with a little, nice little cover photo on there, and you'd be like, hey, look, new episode. I also figured out, it was a setting in the website, I think, that you can see all of every single one of my episodes on Spotify and iTunes, because before it was like the last 10, and I'm like, excuse me, I have 3 seasons. And there should be like almost 40 episodes, and you're only giving the last 10, you know, no. But it's just, it was just a setting. So fixed it. Now it's, you know, gonna be everything. So yeah, I'm gonna be doing this recording, putting it up as, I record myself in a video as well. because I had wanted to kind of put it up on YouTube as a video, and I might still do that. But for the most part, everything will definitely be up on the website and all through other podcast, subsidiaries that they have out there normally. But as for video and having it up for YouTube, that may or may not happen. It's probably going to be a whole lot slower. I kind of wanted to add a little bit more dimension to the videos. So you have pictures like PowerPoint. And here is what our, pictures, and stuff like that. Like have like little doodads coming up and it being a little bit more interactive than just me sitting here yapping into a microphone. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, so I know this is a little late. This is going to be a short episode because, I was supposed to have this out for Christmas. I had all intentions. I had all good intentions of doing it, but life just got in the way. So here I am. I'm doing slightly better. So I had all intentions of actually getting everything out. And I have like a list. I literally, can hear my book. I have the next 3 episodes already planned out. So yeah, 3. So I'm actually probably going to record, I'm going to try and record more in a day. I only have, my mom goes to her daycare from, I don't even know if I recorded anything since she hasn't been. So if anybody cares, she's in daycare now. She goes Monday through Friday from about 8:30 to a little after 2. That's it. So I have to still be home. I really can't have like a full-time position, and my job is being them because it's their company and they don't give a shit about individuals. They kind of do. They're there. They're kind of helping me. They're paying some of, I don't really have a lot of benefits because I don't make a lot of money, so I don't pay it out of my pocket. It's through low-income stuff. Fun, right? So I have like my eyeglasses and like weird little things. So it's like, oh, well, we've been paying your benefits, all $6 of it. You owe us, blah, blah, blah. They didn't tell me they were doing that because at this point, like I do need new glasses, but I wasn't too concerned about it at the time. I went through years of not having glasses that I needed and I just dealt with it because I didn't have insurance to pay for it. So this is way off topic. So Christmas, I hope everyone had a wonderful holiday. And I hope you had a good New Year's. I'm hoping that my 2024 is going to be better than what my 2023 ended with. It started well, but didn't end very well. So we're gonna start strong. Hopefully, we didn't really start that strong, but we're gonna start stronger, and hopefully go up instead of down. So we'll see. All right. So So Christmas. Do you still record? Do you still do that? Is that something that you do? Do you still have your original recordings? And was it done forever? Like, do you have what's the years? Like, from when you were born to what year? So we continue to record ourselves up until now. So I have a lot. I don't know if there was that one year that we didn't have Christmas at all. But so that wasn't recorded. That would have been depressing. Like, look, nothing. And end. 1 minute long. I hope you enjoyed. And thank you so much for anybody who has continued to go on to listen to my old stuff. I hope you want to see the rest that are coming out. And like I said, I'm going to, morph myself into something forward, trying to get with the times and being like more video as well as the podcast bit. But, I know people when they listen to podcasts, they just want to pop it in their ears and listen rather than like, what is she showing? What's happening? What is she pointing to that she's pointing? There's the option, but I would like to have that option. Majority of it doesn't need to be seen. Most of it will be talking because I don't have things to be showing off. But, I want to kind of add to it if you are watching a video instead of just me sitting here. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you have enjoyed this, and I hope you will check out all of my old stuff and any new stuff that will be coming out. I am going to try my current schedule. I'm trying to do releases on Thursdays, but I'm not going to make any promises because, things get in the way, but I'm going to do my best. I'm going to try at least get one out every week. So whether it's Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, or the weekend, it'll be out in a week, within one week, one every week. Okay. So there. Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it and listen to the rest. And thank you so much. This has been Gabrielle with That 80s Child, the Generation Y. Bye.